Okay, I think we left off. Either we got the Yeter or almost by Perek Yutes. We started Perek Yutes, chapter 19, in the Hebrew, page Chav Dalid. 78 at the bottom. 19. Chav Dalid. 78. The last thing in Perek Yutches, the Alter Rebbe was explaining that, again, based on the concept of Kariv Elach Adavim Eid, that it's very close and easy for a person to come to serve Hashem, thought, speech, and action. So in Perek Yutches, the Alter Rebbe started explaining, even somebody who cannot awaken and stimulate through intellect a open sense, feeling of love and fear of Hashem, the fact that we have a neshama and with descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore they gave it over as a Yerusha inheritance for us, that every single Jew has an inborn love and fear of Hashem. Every neshama has an inborn love and fear of Hashem, and therefore it's enough to stimulate at least the hidden love and fear of Hashem, which is enough to keep mitzvahs. So he says in Perek Yutes, Lutes is beer. As an additional explanation, so we have to explain properly, the Alter Rebbe says. Mashakos, what the Pasuk says, what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The candle of Hashem is the neshama of a yid. Shlomo HaMelech likens the neshama to the candle of Hashem. Therefore, as everybody knows, when you have a yard site or whatever it is, whenever you deal with soul issues, you always light candles. Why? Because that's based on what Shlomo HaMelech says, that the candle of Hashem is the neshama of a person. What does it mean? So Alter Rebbe is explaining now what is taka the connection between the neshama and a candle. So he says, Peter, she Yisrael akruyim Adam, that the Yidin that are called Adam, nishmasim hi lemashal, that the neshama of a Yid is an analogy, ka'er aner, like the flame of a candle, shemisnaneya tamid, that constantly flickers, lemayla betivei, it always flickers upward by its nature. Why? I'll explain this in a minute. Because the fire, the flame of the fire, chafetz b'teva, wants by nature. It's on page 48 on top. Wants liparig miapsila, to separate itself from the wick, v'lidavig b'sharshe, and to cling to its source, l'mayla, upstairs, in the element of the general fire, which is under the rotation of the moon, like the Eitz Chaim says. It's also in the Rambam, and the Alter Rebbe is explaining a very basic thing in Chassidus. When you have a candle, the flame always goes upward. Any direction you turn the candle, the flame is going to go up. Scientifically, it's because gas is lighter than air, and therefore, it goes up. That's the scientific explanation. The Torah explanation is completely different. The Torah explanation is, the nature of everything is to go back to its original source. When you throw something up, it comes back down. So science explains it because it's gravity. Torah explains it because the nature of the thing is to be here, and everything likes to go back to its original nature. So back to its source. The Eitz Chaim and the Rambam write, the Rambam at the beginning of the Rambam writes, there are four basic elements. Even though science has over 100, but there's four basic elements: fire, air, earth, and water. The Rambam writes that the Yisrael Eisha Kloli, where is the source of the element of fire? Under the rotation of the moon. Whatever that means. It's under the rotation of the moon is the Sheirish, like he says, with the shadish of his tachas galga yereh. That's what the Rambam says and the Eitz Chaim says. So therefore, the reason why the fire wants to separate itself from the candle is because the fire wants to go back to its source. And it's here basically against its will. And therefore, the flame is constantly flickering because the flame is really wanting to leave it. So the Alter Rebbe says, The analogy is the same with the neshama, as the Alter Rebbe is going to continue. But the Alter Rebbe says, just like the flame wants to leave the wick, the same thing, the neshama wants to leave its wick, which is the body. The neshama wants to go back to its source. And this explains, by the way, why many times when people daven or learn, subconsciously they start chuckling, they start shaking back and forth. So sometimes you do it consciously. What happens if you're not doing it, you're doing it subconsciously? Why are you doing it? Because at the time of davening and learning, when the neshama feels more elokus, the neshama is flickering because it wants to get out of the body. And that's just like a flame is flickering, it moves. The neshama is moving because it wants to leave the body and go back to its source. L'mayla, Deibishtim. It wants to go back to Hashem.
No, I mean, he said that specifically that when he got in
the neshama. It's brought down all over the place.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. There has to be the longing, has to be the return. But the longing has to be also, it has to be an atzav v'shev. It has to be a longing to leave the body. And at the same time, you have to have kavanah that Hashem wants us to stay in the body. What was Nadav and Avihu sin? According to Chassidus, when Aaron's two children died. So not that they sinned, there are all the other things. But as the Arachayim HaKadosh explains, because Kavasim Lifnei Hashem, they saw such a great gilui of Elokus when the Mishkan was built. And that the Shechina came down into the Mishkan, so Nadav and Avihu, who were even greater than Moshe and Aaron, they felt the level of godliness, and the neshama couldn't take it to be in the body, so the neshama popped out of the body, and they died. So Chassidus explains, and the Rechaim really explains this at the beginning of Achrimis, it explains what was the sin of Nadav and Avihu. The sin was they had a longing without the return. That a one-way ticket. In other words, the Jew has to have the longing to leave the body. At the same time, the neshama has to know that that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to stay in the body. And this is similar, Chassidus explains, to the famous story in the Gemara Chagiga of Arba Asher Nichnasu Lepardes. Four tzaddikim went into the upstairs levels. There was Rabbi Kiva, Elisha ben Avuya, ben Azay, and ben Zayma. So Acher became an apikeiros, another one went meshuga, another one died, and Rabbi Kiva, according to the version the Chassidus holds up in Ein Yaakov, says nichnas b'sholem v'yotze b'sholem. Rabbi Kiva went in peacefully and came out peacefully. So Chassidus asks, the main thing is that Rabbi Kiva came out okay. Why does it have to say that he went in okay and came out okay? It says this one became an apikeiros, this one died, this one went meshuga. So it should say Rabbi Kiva came out okay. The lashon of the Gemara, according to the Chassidus accepted version, is Rabbi Kiva nichnas b'shalem v'yatzah b'shalem. He went in peacefully, and he came out peacefully. So Chassidus explains because Rabbi Kiva went in with the right attitude. These were great tzaddikim. They went into pardes, into the highest levels, so the neshamas couldn't take it anymore. So they all left. One went in a way of meshuggah, one went in a pikeiros, but they all left. Rabbi Kiva came out okay because he went in okay. When he went in, he knew that you have to have the longing, but at the same time, you need the return. That the ultimate goal is to be in the body, not out of the body. So the Alter Rebbe is saying over here that the analogy that Shlomo HaMelech gives between the neshama and the candle is just like a candle, the flame flickers because it wants to leave the candle. And he says even more in the third line, this is basic. In the end of the third line, Alter Rebbe says, Va'afsha yedeza yichaba, even though through this the flame will become extinguished, klum lamata, and it's not going to even be existing anymore down here. It's not going to be illuminated. V'gam lemayle b'sharshay, and even when it goes upstairs, yizbat lo'ere b'metzias b'sharshay, it also won't exist because it will become completely nullified in the source. It's like the rays of the sun in the sun don't exist. Because of the power of the sun, you don't feel the rays of the sun. So the Alter Rebbe says, Afo Pikein, and this is a remarkable thing, Afo Pikein, the Kachu Chafes Petive, this is what he wants. This is its nature. And the Alter Rebbe will explain, nature means something unexplainable because it doesn't make sense. Logically, it's foolish for the flame to want to leave the candle. When it's in the candle, on the candle, it's a macher, it's something. When it leaves the candle, it becomes nothing. And even when it goes back to its source, over there it's nothing. All you have is the source. It doesn't feel itself as anything. So l'cheira, logically, it doesn't make sense for the flame to want to leave the wick and the candle. Nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says, what do we see? Even though it doesn't make sense, this is what its nature is. And the Alter Rebbe is going to soon explain that the word nature means something above seichel. You can't explain it. This is my nature. Why? There's no explanation for it. This is it. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining the same thing is with the neshama. Neshama in a body is a whole person. You know, it's a whole, God's a mensch, you know, a machin, a mensch, whatever. Yet, when the neshama would leave the body, it would become nothing, no body. And even the neshama going back to Hashem, all it is Hashem. There's no uniqueness of a neshama at that point. It's nothing. Nevertheless, the natural relationship of the neshama with Hashem is such that it wants to be connected to Hashem even though it won't have anything. And that's the analogy of the candle. That's why a neshama is likened to a candle. Just like a candle wants to leave the wick, the flame wants to leave the wick, even though it doesn't make sense, because it will become nothing, it clings to its source to such an extent, it doesn't matter. This is what it wants. The same thing, the neshama of every Jew, even the biggest sinning Jew, has this connection and relationship with Hashem. This is what the nature of the neshama wants. And until then, the neshama feels itself in Golus. So, in Maimarim, the Rebbe explains, at least when the neshama is doing Torah mitzvahs in this world, it says, no, at least I'm accomplishing something. So granted, the neshama is in Golus, in the body, but the neshama can tolerate it because it says, listen, at least I'm doing something here. But if it goes into Golus, and the neshama is in a body, and it's not doing mitzvahs, so the torture of the neshama being in the body is you can't imagine how great the torture is. Because the neshama wants to be connected to God, and as it is, it's in the body, as it is, it's in Golus, as it is, it's in him. So it's a terrible torture for the neshama. He says, the Rebbe continues and says, Kach nishma sa'adam, so it is the neshama of the person. The same thing, the ruach and nefesh of the neshama. Chavtza v'cheshka b'tiva, its desire and will by its nature of the neshama is liparid v'latzis min aguf, to separate itself and to leave the body. Lidavik b'sharsha, and to cling to its source, umekeid in its origin, v'ashem in Hashem chaya chayim baruchu, which is the source of life. The neshama wants to leave the body and connect itself back to Hashem. Hagam shetiyah ayin v'efes, even though the neshama will be nothing there. V'tizbatu sham b'metzias v'gamri, it's going to become completely nullified to Hashem. V'leyisharim imenu mehuma, and nothing will remain from it. M'muhus v'atzmus harishin, from the first level of the neshama, that's this big macher in the body. Afal pikein zeretzein v'chavtze b'tiva. This is what the neshama wants. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom. Shlomo HaMelech, that's what I'm saying, that the neshama is a candle. Shlomo HaMelech is saying a remarkable concept. That just like a candle leaves, wants to leave, to cling to its source, the neshama, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, the neshama of Adam, every single Jew, wants to connect itself to Hashem, even though it will become non-existent anymore. And that explains why fire goes upward. It explains why a person chuckles, so to speak, because the neshama wants to connect itself to Hashem. Anytime a neshama comes into the body, even the body of the biggest tzaddik, the neshama is tortured. You find a case of Moshe Rabbeinu that the neshama didn't want to leave. Okay? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Elokim, his body was purified to an extent that it was half God, godly. But as a rule, even the greatest tzaddikim, for the neshama to be in the body, is a torture. We mentioned in the past, there's a famous story with the Baal Shem Tov. The whole long story, but the bottom line is, the Baal Shem Tov's grandson was drowning in a lake that the Baal Shem Tov told him not to go, and then the lake filled up again. And the Baal Shem Tov came down in a form of a candle and saved his grandson. The neshama didn't come down into a human body. It came down into a very refined fire, which is much more refined than a body. And the Baal Shem Tov later came to his grandson in a dream and said that this candle that came down to save you was me. And if I would have known how much torture it is for a neshama to come back to the world, even in the form of a candle, I wouldn't have done it. Not even to save you. The Baal Shem Tov told his grandson. And to show a person's body, Al Tareb explains in Tanya, the person's body, everything is composed of four elements, right? Fire, air, earth, and water. The only difference is, what has more air, fire, earth, okay? The body of a malach is composed of two out of the four, fire and air. But that's why they're invisible bodies. It's a much more refined body. What makes our body tangible and coarse that it is the earth and water element. Fire and air, like the Al Tareb explains later, that the malachim, their body also comes from Eish and Ruach. So Eish is an extremely delicate, refined level. But the analogy is in the relationship of the neshama to Hashem, like the flame wanting to live the candle. So even if the neshama is coming back for a short period of time, for whatever time it is, it's still a torture for the neshama. That's why the Mishnah explains, the Pirkei Avot says you live against your will, because of the neshama to come into the body. It's against the will of the neshama. Who doesn't feel it? The neshama feels it, not the body. What are the body's ahanka meat? Well, you just moved your hand, you have a neshama. If you didn't have a neshama, you wouldn't move your hand.
No, as a person, we don't see, whatever the neshama is, it doesn't come out as though you don't want to live.
Because the body is lacking that level of the neshama also. But the neshama itself, by itself, Shlomo HaMelech says, wants to leave the body. If you move it for a mitzvah, it's nefesh olikis. If you move your hand for a mitzvah, at that moment you're getting chayis in the godly soul. If you move it to do something negative or parav or whatever, then it's enough in the animal soul. It shows here you're alive, you have a soul.
But they can do that too. So
right, so they're also alive. They also have a neshama. Not the nefesh olikis, but they have a neshama. Who call it neshama? Neshama usually nefesh olikis. But they have. If you wouldn't have a soul, you couldn't do anything. Where? There is explanations of why the Al Tareb is using the various expressions. There's Ratzin and there's Chayfetz. Okay? Both mean will and desire.
What is the question?
She wants to know why the Al Tareb is using, like the Al Tareb says, Ritzayne v'cheftza, Alpha begins at Ritzayne v'cheftza b'tiva. Or the Al Tareb said before, the Nefesh, Nefesh chafeta v'chasheka b'tiva. There are all these expressions. Usually the Rebbe's father, the Kotel of Yisrael, goes into all the expressions where the Rebbe uses the double expression. In Chassidus it explains, there's Ratzin and there's Chayfetz. Okay? Chassidus explains, Ratzin basically refers to Chitzenius Ratzin, and Chayfetz refers to Pnimius Ratzin. There is, in the desires of a person, in the wanting of a person, you have what's called Chitzenius Ratzin, the external will, and you have the Pnimius Ratzin, the internal will. The internal will is usually called Chayfetz. Okay? That the Rebbe says over here, Ratzin v'Chayfetzah, the external will of the neshama and the internal will of the neshama, both one. So the Alter Rebbe is speaking about different levels of the neshama. Just to explain what I just said, to give gashmistic examples, a person wants to work. A person wants to work. Why do they want to work? Because they want to make money. So they really don't want to work. They really want to make money. But in order to make money, you have to work. So therefore, I want to work. Okay? So the external will is I want to work. The real will is to make money. And the truth is, it doesn't even stop there, because what's money? I want money to be able to buy, to live, you know, whatever it is. But this is a simple marshal, which is given. There is the external will, and there's the real will. Okay? To give you another example, with the Eibishter, the ultimate will of Hashem is for a Jew to do mitzvahs. In order for a Jew to do mitzvahs, you need a world. So Hashem wanted to make a world, but not that the purpose was world as world. Hashem really wanted, the real purpose of world is that a Jew should do mitzvahs. But in order for a Jew to do mitzvahs, you need a world. So therefore he wanted a world. You know, Hashem wanted to work to make money. So he wanted the world. Why? For a Jew to do mitzvahs. So the real will, the chafetz is, the chafetz Hashem is, that a Jew should do Torah mitzvahs. Along the way, you need a world, so you wanted a world. So there's the real will of the neshama, there's the external will of the neshama, the primis will of the neshama. But the Alter Rebbe is using double expressions, but in Tanya there's no double expressions. Every expression has a different meaning. So the Alter Rebbe says, the teva zeh, this concept of nature, that we say this is the nature of the neshama, Hushema Mushal, is only a descriptive adjective name, L'chol Dover, for anything, Sheinu B'chinas Tam V'Das, which is not logical. If somebody can explain something logically, you don't say it's my nature. It's my nature. Their nature is something you can't explain. Why is their nature? You can't explain it. Why do they do it? Why do they like this? Because they like it. I mean, you know, it's not something you can explain. V'gam kan, also over here, Hakavana, what Shlaim HaMelech is meaning, Sheratzin v'chefet zeh b'nefesh, that this will and desire of the nefesh to leave the body, to become connected to Hashem, even though it's going to become non-existent through that, Eina b'chines tam v'das v'seichu musa gemuvim, is not at all rational, not logical, not in chokhmah, not in bina, completely irrational, is completely above the level of seichel. This is the level that Rebbe is explaining now. What level of the neshama is this? This is the level of chachma of the nefesh. Sheba, that in the level of chachma, because chachma is bittel, koyach ma, chachma is completely like a dot. It's nothingness yet. So because it's bittel, that the revelation of Hashem is in the level of Chachma of the Nefesh, and that's why, because of Chachma Sheba Nefesh, which is above Bina, which is above understanding, Chachma is just this dot, this Nukuda, this essential point, because the Chachma of the Nefesh feels godliness, because of that, the Neshama wants to leave the body and go up to Hashem completely. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, this is existing by every single Jew. Every Jew has this level of the neshama, chokhmah of the neshama, that wants to leave the body and become attached completely with Hashem. That is the bittul, the level of chokhmah, the level of bittul that the neshama has telekos.
When he's saying nefesh, is it saying, you know, the nefesh?
Yeah, it's called all the levels. Okay, so he says, Just in a few more lines. Vizal klal b'chol sitta v'kedusha. This is the rule by anything which of kedusha. What does the level of kedusha mean? She'ein al ma'ashen nimshich mechochm. Anything which is, comes from the level of chochma, which is called kodesh ha'elyon, the level of kodesh ha'elyon, ha'batol b'metzias, which is completely batol b'metzias, ve'erin tzav baruch hu, in the revelation of Hashem, which is in it. There is kodesh, and there is kedusha. Kedusha is the feminine of kodesh. Right? So, the feminine is the receiver from the masculine. Kedusha, that the Rebbe is saying over anything of an object of Kedusha, is coming from the level of Kedesh, which is the level of Chochma, which is the level of complete Bittul and oneness with God. So anything which accepts directly from the level of Kedesh, of Chochma, of God, becomes Kedusha. And he says that's the Kedusha that Nevi'im Shalakis says. Every Jew has a level of Chochma, they feel Elokus, they want Elokus, and therefore they want to be attached to Elokus, and they don't care what's going on in the body, they just want to leave it. Okay, to be continued.